Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show for today. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of May, 2022. Great to be back in the saddle again on another big Tuesday for you. We're almost to midweek. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and that means we're headed for Friday. I can't wait. It's only Tuesday. I'm already looking forward to Friday. I am exhausted. Long days of trying to save this country. Long days. I hosted the Alex Jones show, the Alex Jones TV show today, as I do on Tuesdays, from 12 to 1 o'clock West Coast time, which is 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock East Coast time, and I am exhausted. And there is so much going on. Let's get right to it. First of all, we have a Project Veritas undercover video that was released overnight. And it hidden camera showed a senior Twitter engineer, once again, caught a hidden camera, just Project Veritas does all the time, confirming that the whole company is commie as F. F meaning the F word. Commie as F. And that the company does not believe in free speech. And employees are ready to all quit because people on the left do not believe in free speech. And Elon Musk believes in free speech. And so we're all going to leave because we don't want free speech. Our jobs are at stake. He's a capitalist, and we aren't really operating as capitalists. More like very socialist. We're all like commie as F. And so on one hand, it's shocking. Shocking. And on the other hand, it's not shocking because that's the entire Democrat Party, the entire Democrat Party of the United States, and all the Democrat leadership. They're all commie as F. That's what they are. And Elon Musk responds to Project Veritas undercover video of the Twitter engineer admitting we're all commies. And it was senior engineer Siru Maruga-san. Twitter does not believe in free speech. Elon Musk believes in free speech, he said. We're all very socialist. We're all commie as F. We all did all we could do to revolt against it. A lot of employees were revolting against it. Elon Musk saw Project Veritas undercover video of the Twitter engineer bragging about censoring conservatives and discussing the internal revolt against Musk. And all he did in a tweet, all he said in a tweet responding to the undercover video was, is this legit? Yeah, it's legit. And it sums up the way I believe all liberals think. This senior engineer for Twitter said what every liberal secretly admits, whispers behind closed doors. They, conservatives, believe in free speech, and they'll let us say whatever we want, even if they hate us for it. But we don't believe in free speech, and we're going to censor conservatives. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Some gas news, which I think you're going to want to hear. Gas prices hit $4 a gallon in every state, all 50 states, for the first time in the history of the United States of America, according to the AAA, the American Automobile Association. And this is mainly due to languishing refinery capacity across the USA, dwindling fuel stockpiles, and robust demand for gas ahead of the summer driving season. That's how this article puts it, but, you know, that's bull spit. This is all because Biden shut down the pipelines and shut down the ability to drill, baby, drill, and put all the millions and millions of acres off limits to drilling. this man is a madman. He is insane. He's got dementia. He doesn't know what he's doing or saying. But it's not him doing any of this because he is a wooden dummy. And the ventriloquist is Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, George Soros, and, of course, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party. These are the scumbags, the communist radical scumbags, the anti-American hating scumbags that are trying to destroy the entire middle class of the United States of America. The last three holdouts in America to $4 gas, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Georgia, passed $4 last night. I'm shocked by this, by the way, because I certainly assumed Texas would be much lower. I figured if the average gas is about $5 across America, Texas is probably $3. But Texas wasn't even the last holdout, about $4. So I'm shocked. That was Kansas, Oklahoma, and Georgia. $4.39 in Dallas. I'm shocked. I really am surprised. I thought Texas rates were much lower than that. But let me tell you what a disaster we're heading for. Because you can't even imagine how bad it is. In Washington State right now, gas stations are running out of gas, and they're reconfiguring the signs to add an extra digit in anticipation of $10 a gallon gas prices. A spokesman at 76 confirmed to the Post-Millennial that gas pumps were being reprogrammed to allocate for double-digit pricing. Folks, I told you so. I don't mean to say I told you so, but I told you so. How long have I been saying, and you probably thought, what an exaggerator Wayne is. I'm the only guy that tells it like it is. I told you the election was stolen without any doubt. Every fiber in my body knows it. There's no need to debate. The election was stolen. I told you Biden is purposely crashing the American economy, but it's not Biden. It's Obama as the president, and he's taking orders from Soros and the Chinese Communist Party and Klaus Schwab. And I told you that the vaccines were killing people and would kill more and more and cripple more and more and disable more and more permanently. And it's all happening as I predicted and projected. And I told you gas would be $10 a gallon because Biden's looking to destroy America, the U.S. economy, small business, and the middle class. What middle class person can survive $10 a gallon gas? It's not possible. And now there's no baby formula. People's babies are going to die. What's going to happen when the first baby dies because there was no baby formula? And there's news out that the Biden administration is now thinking of solving the problem or helping the problem, if they can, by importing baby formula. Just like gas. We have all the gas and oil reserves in the world right here in the ground in the United States to be energy independent and to be positive energy and ship around the world to be positive. And Biden won't allow it. And the same thing with baby formula. Like, we can't create enough baby formula in the United States. We had no problem doing it under Trump. But under Biden, we can't do it. We're going to have to import it. Where are we going to import it from? I'll give you three guesses. China, China, and China. Can you imagine giving your newborn baby formula from China? Boy, every woman in America better switch to breastfeeding. Because your children are going to grow up, or they're not going to grow up. They're either not going to grow up at all, they're going to die, or they're going to grow up with all kinds of diseases and problems because you know everything from China is defective. Everything from China kills people. Everything from China poisons pets. My God, you don't want to give your children baby formula from China. But this is all a plan to destroy the American economy, destroy the middle class, destroy capitalism, and make China the most powerful nation in the world. You can feel it. You can see it. All the politicians are bought and paid for by China. Just think about it. 330 million people in the United States. 330 million, and all you need to do is buy off 435 congressmen and 100 senators and the president and his cabinet and a few key staffers, and that's it. So China figured out, we could just spend a few billion dollars and we'll own the United States of America. We don't have to buy off 330 million people. We can destroy 330 million people and make them our slaves for life by buying off just the top leadership of America. And once we own America, we'll kill all of them. So then it won't matter. We'll come and take over and send the Chinese army. And by the way, Biden's doing that too. He's destroying the American army. The military is being purged of conservatives, Christians, patriots, and of course, on top of that, vaccine mandates are making sure everyone in the military will be sick or dying or dead by the time China invades the United States. Insanity. This whole thing is pure insanity. Biden releases 118,000 border crossers into the U.S. in April, exceeding the population of his hometown. Biden's hometown, which isn't that Scranton? Yeah, Scranton, Pennsylvania, has a population of less than 77,000, and he led 118,000 border crossers into the United States. And by the way, last year over 2 million came in, and I live in Las Vegas, where this show comes from. Las Vegas has 2 million plus residents. So we let in the entire population of Las Vegas last year, and in the month of April we let in far more, almost double the population of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Crazy. How is this possible? It's hard to even believe. And in the meantime, disaster is fast approaching. Recession clouds gathering fast. First quarter GDP shockingly contracts amid plunges in exports and inventories. Not that I didn't know this already. I reported on the GDP being negative a long time ago. Must have been, I don't know, 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago. But this is a Zero Hedge article about the sharp drop and the unexpected contraction of the economy and the sharp drop in change in private inventory and a huge swing in net exports. So we have a total disaster coming this way in the United States of America. A disaster. Here come the Biden power outages. Grid operators warn of rolling blackouts as more power plants close, thanks to Joe Biden. Bank of England's governor warns apocalyptic food shortages from the fallout of the Russia-Ukraine war. I mean, everything that could possibly go wrong is going wrong. The only good news is we know the election was stolen. Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, 2,000 Mules, proves it. It's returning to U.S. theaters for release again, a re-release, this Friday, 2,000 Mules. And so all you do is go to anywhere where you buy tickets, like Fandango, any of those places, and you buy your tickets. 2,000 Mules coming out. As I told you for a year and a half now, the election was stolen, the election was stolen, the election was stolen. Now what are we going to do about it? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product. TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio. Microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has them all. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrouche stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrouche, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrouche.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrouche for Congress.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I mean, I don't even know where to start. Wayne Allyn Root, the root is on fire. America's a dumpster fire. I don't know where to start. There's so many bad things happening that you need to know about. But let me start with a letter that I just got from Paul, one of the listeners to our show. Hey, Mr. War, clear voter fraud, open debate about sending taxpayer money. $40 billion with a recession going on to corrupt Ukraine, baby formula gone, and now Project Veritas showing Twitter censorship when their officials, along with Facebook and Google, went in front of Congress and lied under oath. Let's see what else. Deadly fake vaccines killing people, inflation out of control, oil and gas, record prices. Oh, but UFOs are the pressing issue. What are these idiots doing? Paul from Florida. Thank you, Paul. I mean, it's clear what they're doing. It's Cloward Piven. They're destroying the United States of America. That's what they're doing. It's crazy. Everything that's happening is crazy. Jordan Peterson, who's a famous guy, famous professor from Canada, who writes these mega best-selling books, and he put out a tweet blasting Sports Illustrated over their plus-size swimsuit issue cover model. So Sports Illustrated put this really fat chick on the cover of their swimsuit issue. And by the way, the other one they put on, because they do get different cover girls in different cities. But just think back to your lifetime, my lifetime. I mean, I've been doing, 30 years now of Sports Illustrated cover girls? Maybe it's more than that. I don't know. Figure about 30 years. And they just put the most breathtakingly beautiful women in the world. And that's what every guy wants to see. Now they put a fat chick, an obese chick. And then in some place around the country, they put a 75-year-old woman in a bathing suit. This is insanity. And you know what shocked me? The 75-year-old woman's last name is Musk. And I said, it couldn't be. No. Yup. It's Elon Musk's mother, 75 years old, on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, along with the fat, obese chick. Nobody wants to see this. So Jordan Peterson basically said, not beautiful. Nobody wants to see this. And he got thousands and thousands of tweets back from all these Twitter bots. You know, Twitter bots could be robots that aren't real people, but they could also be, I call Twitter bots, any liberal who just answers back right away. Oh, go die. Go to hell. Hope you die of stomach cancer. Hope someone assassinates you and shoots you in the head. Those are Twitter bots. And that's what he got. And he said, I'm not going to be on Twitter anymore. I decided. Jordan Peterson said, I'm done with Twitter. All Jordan Peterson was doing is he was pulling a little bit of a Wayne Root. Jordan Peterson's a good guy, believes in some good things, but he's kind of boring compared to me. And he just doesn't say really controversial things like I do. But my controversial things are nothing more than the truth. They're what everybody is thinking. And I'm sorry, if you happen to be overweight, that's great. I've got no problem with that. I think it's a serious concern for your health. I think you don't want to be overweight. I think in the age of COVID, you need to cut your weight dramatically, because that seems to be the number one factor, other than being very old and drooling in a wheelchair in a nursing home. The number one factor that will kill you is obesity. People who are fat die from COVID. People who are fat have diabetes, and they die from COVID. So you should look out for your health. But other than that, I couldn't care less if you're overweight. It's your business, not mine. But you don't belong on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. That's not what any man thinks of as beautiful. So this is all just more of the nonsense. Calvin Klein putting a transgender woman who's pregnant on the cover with a beard who thinks she's a man on the cover of his latest ad. This is all insanity. Liberals have gone insane. They don't even know what they're saying or doing. Sponsor of this segment of the show, speaking of losing fat, Energized Health. It's not a weight loss company. It's a fat loss company. It's not even outer body fat as much as inner body fat that surrounds your organs, which is the dangerous inner body visceral fat that can kill you. And I've never been fat a day in my life, and I didn't think I could lose a pound. And I did the Energized Health program, and in 88 days I lost 25 pounds of mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Now I'm Wayne Root, the Popeye of the conservative movement. 18 months ago this started, and I did those 88 days, and now I'm looking, feeling fit, and I'll be on this program for the rest of my life. It's simple and easy. Go now to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button, watch the master class video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how to have intracellular hydration. It's the life game changer. Make sure you tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. 40% off. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Go now to energizedhealth.com. energizedhealth.com. Lots more to come, including a leaked audio of the Chinese military discussing their upcoming invasion of Taiwan and what they hope to be the defeat of United States military forces. Folks, World War III is coming. Gigantic food shortages coming. Gas at $10 a gallon. Home heating oil that will make you homeless. This is the legacy of Ultra Biden. Forget Ultra MAGA. This is Ultra Biden.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Congress is holding its first congressional hearing on UFOs in 50 years. On Tuesday, the Pentagon showcased declassified photos and videos of UFOs to Congress, including a flying object without a specific explanation. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray.
We're open to all hypotheses. We're open to any conclusions that we may encounter.
The hearings follow a report on UAPs last year, which found there were 144 encounters between 2004 and 2021. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in Buffalo, New York on Tuesday. The Bidens visited the memorial at the Tops Market where 10 people died in a mass shooting over the weekend. The President and the First Lady also met with the victims' families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas and broadcast all over the United States by USA Radio Network. We got a great guest coming up in just a second. I do want to thank the sponsor of this segment of the show, so let me do that. The sponsor of this segment is Gold Gate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up, because your opportunity to do that is coming up in just a second. Now, you can buy gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, 401 retirement account. That's a fact. It was legalized by the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. And inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. That's a fact. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. That's a fact. It's all insanity. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. That's not a fact yet, but an awful lot of experts believe that's going to happen. Russia and China both thinking about a currency backed by gold. A financial nightmare is coming, and you could see it. That's why I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers right now and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers. Call now. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Get ready, get set, go. Call 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Be among the first 100 callers. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Do it now. All right, Josh Manning is with us. Always a great guest. Always a great interview. Senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. I do a lot of writing there myself. WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning with the most popular stories at Western Journal. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Wayne, thanks as always. Great to hear from you.
Thank you. And so you have an op-ed out, and I want you to explain what it's about. It is titled, AR-15s did not cause the Buffalo shooting, as in Buffalo, New York shooting. Media, education system, and churches did. Tell us what you mean by that. Why? I understand media and education system. Why churches?
Yeah, so thanks, Wayne. This I happened to be working Sunday when all of this broke loose, and I saw some of the video before the social media folks scrubbed it, and I got a hold of his manifesto and was reading it, and you know the immediate, I don't know if you saw Joe Lockhart, former press secretary for President Obama. You know, Lockhart got out there saying this was Republicans. Rolling Stone said this guy's a mainstream Republican. Everybody blamed all of this on Tucker Carlson, and all of it's a lie.
Right.
All of it is a lie. In the guy's manifesto, he says, thank God conservatism is dead. In his manifesto, he says he's an atheist. In his manifesto, he says he leans toward authoritarian leftism. Mm. So all of this, the media got in lockstep, of course, immediately to blame it on conservatives. But look, I'd say we blame it on the media. We blame it on schools, and I'll explain why I think we ought to blame it on churches, too. First off, the media, you know, they have reported for years now on they've trumped up the idea that white police officers disproportionately kill black people. It turns out white police officers are less likely to shoot than black police officers because white police officers are terrified that they're going to be tried.
It's their lives
and convicted. It's their lives, their careers, their families. They have floated the idea that there is intense racism in America when we're the only country that tried to stamp out racism from our very beginning. Additionally, the media has taken what is a tiny, vanishingly small number of white supremacists and has given them so much attention that I think they're attracting more people than they would have otherwise. Additionally, the media and the education system both continue to be wildly anti-racist, which is to say racist against white people. Now, most of us laugh that off and think of it as stupid, but there are some people who hear that and they absolutely think, well, good Lord, a war is coming. I better get on one side or the other. And so they do begin heading into these white supremacist movements. The media has created that. It was vanishingly small until the left decided they were going to make it a thing and make it a thing they have. I think you place Buffalo directly at the feet of the left for trumping all of this up. The education system, so that's the media, the education system teaches this garbage now in grade school, as we saw. I mean, you remember the unbelievable elections in Virginia that were driven mostly by angry parents showing up at school boards and calling them out on the propaganda that's the racist, anti-white, hateful rhetoric that is being taught in schools, also being taught in colleges and universities. And those are also the same people who are teaching complete nihilism, that spiritualism doesn't matter, that God doesn't matter, that we're alone, that because of postmodernism, there's no such thing as truth. Man, Wayne, if you're facing a life that's like that, then, man, life is more suffering than anything else. So why not end it? And why not take a bunch of people with you? And the guy said in his manifesto, he said he went into this not particularly being racist. He just essentially had a lot of time on his hands because of the lockdown, which the left implemented. Because of the lockdowns, he was in a state of, quote, extreme boredom. That's when he started reading about this white supremacist trash and this anti-Semitic trash. And that's where he got into it. And the left created that circumstance. And finally, you were asking about the church at the start of this. If you look at any of Barna's polling, the church is in a horrible state right now, teaching way more about feel-goodism, about how you're the most important thing, about how what's important is for you to do what makes you feel good and to do what makes you feel happy. Well, it turns out there are people out there who are straight up evil, and what makes them feel good and what makes them feel happy is going out and blowing away 10 people just because they don't like blacks. It is absolutely sick. It is appalling. And leftism and humanism are at the root of all of this.
Yeah, it sure seems like you're on the money. And by the way, I didn't even see his manifesto, and I see here in your notes that the manifesto revealed 5 statements proving that this guy wasn't Christian or conservative. What were those 5 statements? Because I'm so busy worrying about Biden's destruction of America, I never bother with these things. To me, it's just another distraction.
Yeah.
Okay, there's been another killing by another loser, an insane loser. Who cares what his political beliefs are? He's an insane loser. I don't want to blame anyone for that except the insane nutcase. But now you got me curious. What was the manifesto 5 key points?
Yeah, so this is pretty good. On page 7, he explicitly stated he was not a Christian. He asked a rhetorical question, and I'm quoting now, Wayne. Are you a Christian? No. I don't ask God for salvation by faith, nor do I confess my sins to him. I personally believe there is no afterlife. So total proof he was not a Christian. Elsewhere, on page 7, he wrote, are you a fascist? Yes. Fascism is one of the only political ideologies that will unite whites against the replacers. Since that is what I seek, calling me a fascist would be accurate. Well, Wayne, you and I both know fascism and communism are 2 sides of the same coin. Conservatism is nothing like that at all. Going on page 8, he asked the rhetorical question, are you a conservative? And he said, no. Conservatism is corporatism in disguise. I want no part of it. 4th up on page 9, he said, when I was 12, I was deep into communist ideology. Talk to anyone from my high school and ask me about that, and you will hear I was into communism. Then, from age 15 to 18, he moved toward the right. What he's talking about there is the European right, fascism, again, not conservatism. He said, on the political compass, I fall in the mild to moderate authoritarian left category, and I would prefer to be called a populist. None of that, all of that is proof. The guy was not a conservative. The guy was not a Christian. And finally, on page 158, he wrote in all caps, conservatism is dead. Thank God. Hmm. Now, if you get the New York Times trash morning email like I do, their morning email subject line said, violence like Buffalo is a right-wing problem.
Hmm.
This is amazing. The guy has nothing to do with conservatism at all, but
right.
They are trying to link him to conservatism. They're trying to link him to Tucker Carlson. the guy hated Fox News. And by the way, this great replacement theory, don't let me go over here, Wayne, but this great replacement theory they keep saying Tucker is all about, Wayne, you know who invented that?
Who?
A Democrat senator from Mississippi in the 1930s. He invented replacement theory.
Probably a KKK
all
guy.
All of this, probably, all yeah. of this is a function of leftism. And I hate to say it because they are a big part of the country, but leftism and Democrats.
Yeah. You have one more note. You have one more note here. Leftists set the stage for the Buffalo shooting. Murderer revealed how they started him on the path to mass murder. How did leftists start him on the path to mass murder? You mean with that philosophy from that Democrat senator?
Yeah, I think that is part of it. I also think general nihilism is part of it, that there is no point to life. That's what they are getting taught in schools. It's what they're getting taught in the media. When life is about nothing but the Kardashians and getting the next thing from Amazon, that is not a lot to live for. The other thing, though, that just played an enormous part in this, Wayne, was the lockdowns. He says, again, I've read chunks of this stupid manifesto. He says that is where this started. He says it was in May of 2000. The lockdowns had begun. He didn't have anything else to do, so he sat at home and he dived into 4chan, where there is a ton of just trash, and he started getting interested in the racist, white supremacist, anti-Semitic garbage that is out there. Wayne, I submit to you.
Hey, Josh, we're heading out. Stay with us. Stay to the break. We'll grab you on the other side. We'll continue there. Josh Manning from WesternJournal.com. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. The Root is on fire. Liberty Projects is on fire. They are the chosen charity of Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about Liberty Projects before and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, because you know I love veterans, military veterans, and I love animals of all kinds. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch, and the Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. And the program is so successful, they're actually turning away vets who need help, who want to be part of the program, and they can't use them. They don't have enough money. They can't pay them all. They can't pay for what they're doing. They can't pay for more horses, more wild Mustangs. We got to help them. Please support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at the Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses, help support this great organization, and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you live far away from Las Vegas, or you're listening to this and you don't play golf, just make a contribution. You don't have to go play golf. Just help vetsandhorses.com. All right, we're back with Josh Manning. Josh, Disney has been in the news. You know, I was guest hosting the Alex Jones TV show today, and I said, you know, I wrote the book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, in order to motivate Americans to boycott and help to bring to their knees some of the biggest corporations in America who are woke and liberal and screw over Americans and screw over patriots and Christians and conservatives and deplorables. And right at the top of my list of that book, I was very prophetic, prophetic, and I wrote that book, you know, like a year ago, and it came out 6 months ago, and right at the top of the list was Disney. And there was a story out today about Disney, and I know you guys covered it at westernjournal.com. Why don't you tell everybody about the wonderful favorability of Disney? They are really smart, aren't they?
Oh, it is spectacular, Wayne. So a year ago, Disney was polling great. The percentage of people who had a favorable opinion liked Disney, it was hanging out around 75%. I think it was about 77%, really. In the span, Disney may be the only company that has performed worse than the United States over the last year. In the span of 1 year, they have dropped from a 77% approval rate to about a 35% approval rate, Wayne. 35%. That is unheard of. Unheard of. If you are, and remember, Disney is the company, man. They're the company. They own everything. They're up there with GE. And they have been so protective for years and years and years, for decades, they've been so protective of their image. And here in a year, they have blown it all, Wayne, and they have blown it on the transgender agenda. And what an interesting thing that this seems to be what is taking these groups down. It is a bridge too far for Americans.
You know what's funny? You said that
bridge, on all of it's incredible.
Well, the fact you said bridge too far is funny because it jogged my memory. 6 years ago, so this was 2015, so actually that was 7 years ago, and I was a guest on Bill Maher's show, Real Time, on HBO. And by the way, I did so good that everybody said, you just destroyed Bill Maher, you destroyed his guests. I did so good they never invited me on ever again. That's how bad these liberals are. You can't win. If you're bad, you suck and you ruin your career, and if you're good, they never invite you on again, so you still ruin your career because nobody gets to see how great you are. So anyway, they told me, I'll have you on again real soon. That was 7 years ago. I've never been invited on again. But he asked me about transgenders using, you know, men's bathrooms, women using men's bathrooms, men using women's bathrooms. And I told the audience, look, I've been a pro-gay conservative Republican my whole life. I couldn't care less if you're gay. What you want to do in your bedroom, I don't care. I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination, won the VP, right? So I'm pretty cool on that issue. I don't care. And if you want to get married and you're gay, I don't care. It's fine. I said, but it's a bridge too far to let a man use a women's bathroom or play women's sports or be in my daughter's locker room. And this transgender issue will kill your entire party. It'll destroy you. And the whole audience booed me, and Bill Maher stopped and said, Stop booing him. He's probably right. I think Wayne's probably right. So it's just funny. That was 7 years ago. I already knew in my gut that instinct. My instinct was that issue is so good for the GOP. And I think it's the big issue we need to run on in November. That's a huge issue for parents across America.
So get this, Wayne. This is Trafalgar polling. 48% of Democrats, say that the recent revelations of Disney focusing on creating content to expose children to sexual ideas, 48% say it makes them less likely to do business with Disney.
Yeah.
That's Democrats.
And look at Elon Musk. Elon Musk's always been a liberal, by the way. He announced today he's voting Republican in November.
Yeah, for the first time ever.
And so they're training. And I don't think he's a parent, but it's nothing to do with parents in that case. But in general, I saw a poll about a month ago, and Republicans had a 21-point edge with parents with children in the house under the age of 18. And I just saw another poll that updated that figure. It's now a 31-point lead if you have children in the house for Republicans. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Democrats are committing suicide. This is Harry Caray. It is suicide to fight for what? One half of 1% of very weird, right, mentally ill people. The rest of society just doesn't want it, wants no part of it.
It's insane.
Insane. Josh Manning is not insane because he's smart enough to work for a very popular website, WesternJournal.com. They're not going down like the Hindenburg, like Disney is. Josh in the right place. Senior news editor, WesternJournal.com. Go check it out. Great stories. Always one of the most highly trafficked conservative websites in America, WesternJournal.com. Josh, thanks for coming on the show, as always.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, Wayne on the Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. RootForAmerica.com is the website. And you can always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Say.